Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Big Bros Wrestling Podcast. I'm your co-host, Andrew.
And I'm your co-host, Alex. This is the podcast where we take all things wrestling throughout the week. We go through all the shows. We got Raw. We'll cover NXT a little bit because there's some things that happened there. We got Dynamite. We got SmackDown. And if there's any PLEs, we cover that. We got Elimination Chamber tonight.
Yes.
At the end, we'll give our predictions and our thoughts going into Elimination Chamber. Next week, we got Revolution.
Yes, yes.
A couple big ones up there. And, man, we're getting closer and closer to WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
I think after Elimination Chamber, we'll really see what the landscape is going to look like for WrestleMania.
Yeah, the full, yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Also, with that, I want to say this before we talk about other wrestling.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
Doing all right. Yeah, just same old, same old.
Switched it up on it. But I do want to say this. I saw... I think it was either a reel or a TikTok or something. Someone said that the Royal Rumble winners shouldn't announce who they're going up against until after Elimination Chamber. Just because, just to hide the... Because when now you know who the Elimination Chamber is, like, oh, you're going to face them. And now you know, because with storylines going in, you know who's going to face them. Who you could make a better prediction.
Guess.
Because when it's... Because if it's anyone else... Because, like, say Jay didn't announce yet, and now it's just this, like, they'll face either Gunther or Jay. It's like, okay, this is a better... Anyone could go up against either one of them. It's more of a... It's more of, like, unpredictable with this. It's like, okay, they're going up against Cody. There's a couple people that won't really... You know what I mean?
I agree, but... My first thing is, then what is the Elimination Chamber for? If you're
it's
having
for a championship match, but they get the second pick, basically. I don't know.
Okay.
Where someone said they then they have a match, the Rumble winner, and then the Chamber match winner, they have a one-on-one. Whoever wins gets the first pick.
On, like, Raw or SmackDown?
On, like, Raw or SmackDown, something like that. They get, like, a match. They're like, all right, whoever wins, you get the first pick. And then the other one, like, you just have to settle. Which
okay,
is, like...
I don't hate that.
It's not a hate it, but it... That's, like, what they said, but... I get it for the fact, like, when you announce who you want after the Rumble... It messes with storylines and going into the chamber. Because we can already see that there's only a couple people we can really see who will win the chamber. And it's Cena and Punk. I don't see any of the others winning. Especially Logan Paul.
Mm-hmm.
No one sees Logan Paul right now.
Yeah.
Nobody. I hope he's the first one eliminated. He probably won't be. But we'll get to that later. I don't think there's any news this week.
No.
Not that I can... Nothing major.
Yeah.
Nothing major that we be like, oh my gosh, guys, did you hear this? But...
No.
We'll go straight into Monday Night Raw. We are in Cincinnati, Ohio. We get all the pre-show arrivals showing everyone getting there. We have a big tag team... title match that night for the women's tag titles, all that. And then we start off with Logan Paul. He comes in, he gives your typical heel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was very like, oh my gosh, like, y'all are so bad, I'm better than you, I'm gracing you with my appearance, blah, blah, blah. And he said, he goes like, last time I was in the ring, I defeated Rey Mysterio. And he says this verbatim. I defeated and punched my way to the Elimination Chamber. While I will defeat 3 doorknobs and John Cena. And I'll go main event WrestleMania where I'll face Cody Rhodes, become the face of the company. It's like, hold on. Hold on. That's only 4 people. You got to defeat 5 people, Logan.
Yeah.
You got to defeat 5.
Yeah.
Because there's 6 of you in there, and even Pat McAfee goes, math ain't mathin'. That math ain't mathin'. CM Punk music hits. Yep. He comes out, and... This is not a war of words. This is Punk talking down to Logan Paul. It's like, I'm better on the mic than you. Just, there's not even a... They love this. Paul, the crowd's happy. Logan Paul's like, understand why the crowd has a problem with him. Paul then asks CM Punk what his problem is with him. He's heard that what Punk has said online. Paul thinks he knows why. He thinks he's jealous of him. Blah, blah, blah. Punk says, I don't have a problem with you because I don't know you well enough. This is about the Elimination Chamber. It's business. He says Logan is a dime a dozen loud mouth. Who says dumb things, blah, blah, blah. You have no character. You have no substance. People deserve better than that. Paul mocks Punk and will tell Punk what is bad for business. Well, Punk came back. It was one of the greatest returns in history. And then you quacked under the pressure into your tricep. He said it like that. Yeah. He's like 20 years older than you, brother. Actually, hold on. How old is Logan Paul? He's like my age. So more like closer to 50.
I thought he was a little older.
No, he's 29. Okay. So he's literally right around my age. So, and CM Punk is 46. He's literally almost 20 years older than you. Yeah, he's going to be a little more. He says, blah, blah, that's why I'm here. Punk is familiar to the people. It's Stone Cold, it's John Cena, it's Punk. That name changes. Now that I'm a full-timer, it's only a matter of time before they chant my name. And then, the crowd's like, no.
Yeah.
CM Punk chants. Punk asks if they should give a crowd more time to chant Paul's name. Paul said a lot of things wrong, but one thing he's right about is that the names change. The names Paul mentioned are legends and history makers time and time again. Under the pressure, Paul claims Punk cracks under. Punk makes history. Blah, blah, blah. He says, you're barely a flash in the pan, and you won't be here long enough for the people to figure out or remember who you are. At the Elimination Chamber, I'm going to eliminate you as a receipt for eliminating from the Royal Rumble, blah, blah, blah. He's basically says, like, you're nothing to me. You are literally just, like, you're just a flash in the pan. People are going to forget about you later. They look face to face. And then Logan Paul does the...
Yeah.
And runs away. It's like, oh, man. It's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did I do that? I don't know what came over me, man. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And Punk just basically says, we'll beat the crap out of you, Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. And that was it. Blah, blah, blah. Apparently, coming up, we have a triple threat match between Ludwig Kaiser, Pete Dunne, and Penta. They're already doing it, so I guess that's not going to be a WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
But, oh well. Also, We'll find out if Cody Rhodes will accept The Rock's offer this Saturday at Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. Will he accept the offer? Who knows? But we do go straight into that previously mentioned match. Looks like it was a 2-segment match. Good for them. With... Ooh, who did he pin, though? Ooh, good. It protects Penta. Ludwig Kaiser picks up the win by pinning Pete Dunne.
Yes.
Protects Penta. Technically, he loses, but he didn't get pinned.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't make him look bad. Because if they made him get pinned already, it's like, oh man, they're already doing that. He had a streak. And they said, he lost his first regular match, but he didn't take the pin. Also, I wanted to mention this. There's a guy on TikTok I know, he's Bench Warmer Brand.
Maybe I've seen him. But anyway, what?
He did a little WWE skit. He doesn't really do those. They're going back and forth. Like Drew between the Elimination Chamber entrance. And then he says, you're talking... Drew McIntyre started to say something. He's like, you're talking a lot of crap for someone who hasn't won a singles match against someone not named Sami Zayn since August. And I went, wait. Wait. And I looked up, he has not won a singles match, a 1-versus-1, against somebody other than Sami Zayn since he beat Punk at SummerSlam.
That's wild.
He won the triple threat, but again, that's a triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
He's not won a singles match. since August against someone not named Sami Zayn. I was like, are you kidding me? That's a long time, Drew. Then again, yeah. He has not been in a lot of matches, which, who knows why. Whatever. We get a little video. This is John Cena said at the Royal Rumble. He's going to be in the Elimination Chamber. Hopefully, he actually shows up more after that.
Yeah, I don't know. I forget how many dates he said they had on the calendar.
I think what happened is, like, he said he can't because he has, like, some other thing he has to shoot or something.
Yeah, he was filming a movie. Mm-hmm. I forget how long ago.
But I think he said after Elimination Chamber he'll show up more. Hopefully. Yeah. And again, I said this previously, I hope, which John Cena are we getting? Are we getting the John Cena that's going to put over everybody and just lose every single match, which I don't want to see. Nobody wants to see that. Just if you're going to do that, just retire. Just actually retire. But I want to see him, like, I want to see him win a couple matches. Like, I want to see him win, like, Elimination Chamber.
I feel like they're keeping you on your toes after the Rumble. It's not going to be all that. I don't even know what his last match, I'm not going to even try to predict what his last match will look like. But how they're billing it is that, yes, they're billing it as something big, and something is coming. And we thought it was going to be at the Rumble. It wasn't. We'll see what happens at the Chamber. And they say, but he has another chance at the Chamber. And so it gets eyes on that.
Yeah, but if he loses the Chamber, he says he still has a WrestleMania match regardless. Right?
Oh, yeah. Did he say
He said, I will be competing at WrestleMania. He has a WrestleMania match.
Yes.
If it's not against Cody Rhodes, who is it against? You see what I mean? Like, who are they? Like,
yeah.
And I don't want them to just sort of throw another rando at him. Like, I think a lot of people are saying it could be Punk versus, no, not Punk, Cena versus Logan Paul, which I would not want to see. Because Cena would have to win that because we can't give that to Logan Paul.
Yeah, absolutely.
You cannot give that to Logan Paul. Do not let him beat John Cena. But, whatever. We have a little interview segment in the crowd. It's just Jackie Redmond talking to Rhea Ripley about the Elimination Chamber and Io Sky coming up. That's this Monday. We'll see who wins that one. Mm-hmm. My money's on it's going to be a DQ. I think it's going to be a DQ.
Okay.
Because I think Liv Morgan, we'll see. I think it's going to be by DQ. I don't think there's going to be an actual winner. Because, like, you're not really, because if you set this up before Elimination Chamber, maybe, but setting this up after is a little weird.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
It's like, why are you having a championship match this early? Like, this close to WrestleMania.
I know.
And when you have, like, an Elimination Chamber match, who determines the winner, who determines who's going to go face Rhea Ripley? But it's weird, I think. Stuff happens. We have a tag team match between the New Day and the LWO, with the New Day picking up the win.
Yeah.
Built some momentum for them, which is a much-needed win for them.
I think it was, I forget if it was Screwy or not. I think it was.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm trying to
Joaquin Wild tags in, hits a pair of clotheslines on Kingston before hitting Woods with a super kick. Wild mounts Kingston and punches away at him. Wild attacks Woods, rolls over him, and hits Kingston with the DDT. Wild hits Woods with the DDT and celebrates. Del Toro tags in. The LWO then hits stereo somersault sentons into the New Day. Del Toro gets Kingston in the ring. Wild goes to the top rope as Del Toro gets Kingston in the electric chair. Woods distracts the referee as Kingston slides off and drives Del Toro into Wild. The New Day hit Del Toro with lights out for the win. So it's not really a...
Yeah.
He just kind of like...
Yeah. It wasn't Screwy, but I mean, it was a little momentum. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree. They needed it.
Yeah. They do need it. because I'm with, like, some people. I'm like, the New Day right now is just, like, they probably thought the heel turn was going to work for them, but I don't think it is. People are just, like, not into them at all.
I feel like it needs some time, because, I mean, I don't know.
I think people are just waiting for Big E to come back and attack him.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people are waiting on. So after that, the LWO continues to attack him. So Dragon Lee comes down for the save. He, blah, blah, blah. But New Day still stands on top.
Yeah.
They beat up the LWO. We are in the Judgment Day clubhouse. Finn Balor says he's sick and tired of this. Last week was embarrassing for the Judgment Day. All because of Dom. Mysterio lost to AJ Styles and got speared by Braun Breaker. Mysterio points out that Balor got a shot at the Elimination Chamber and lost. Saying, yeah. Hey, you lost your chance. Carlito tries to keep the peace, but they ignore him. Mysterio says they need another member. Balor says he'll fix everything. Liv and Raquel stop the fighting. Liv says she and Raquel will bring gold to the Judgment Day. It doesn't matter who holds gold as long as they have it. Balor pretends that he agrees, though he clearly wants all the gold for himself, apparently. Balor says they should worry about Bianca and Naomi. Morgan says they can handle their business. Whew.
Didn't it say something about no new member?
So they're really teasing they're going to get a new member.
Yeah.
They are really teasing it.
I've heard people think it's maybe could be Malakai. I think that's something that I heard.
Does not fit for him. It just doesn't for me.
Like, I don't know if it'll necessarily be with them or like
starting a feud
with Finn because of this. And
well, they need a new member, and it's like, who could their new member be? Because I'm looking at their current roster, nothing really fits unless they do a call-up, but then again, no one in NXT fits either. Like, who would fit with the Judgment Day? Like, a heel Actually, I don't know if they would do that.
I'm thinking NXT.
Oh, that would... What if they got Ethan Page?
Are they ready to bring him up?
I think he's all right. I think he's ready for the call-up. I think he's been ready. I think he just needed some little time in NXT. He's already won the championship. I think he... Can you imagine him in the Judgment Day? I can see it.
I'm thinking about it, and I don't... Yeah, I see it. Absolutely.
It's just one of those, like, I can't see any of the current main roster joining.
Yeah.
Nothing really fits for me. Because they're going to get a guy. They can't get another woman because reasons. Well, now I'm confused. Ooh. Man. It's interesting. They should have a little video about the new WWE Topps Chrome cards. I actually got some. They're all right.
Yeah. Didn't they have like a... Was it a day? I think it was a day or something where they just had people around, wrestlers like around the country open up packs.
Yeah, they did something like that. They have some more stuff. World Heavyweight Champion Gunther is walking backstage and he's dressed to compete. They, blah, blah, blah. The University of Cincinnati Bearcats team is at ringside. It doesn't say which team. It just says team.
I think it was the football team from what I remember.
Well, Adam Pac-Man Jones is there, so it must be the football team. Gunter will defend, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Gunter comes out and speaks. He just says he knows that they can't tame their excitement because the greatest wrestler is competing tonight. Before he fights, he wants to talk about WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah. When Jay picked him for WrestleMania, he was angry. Now he realizes he can... in the circus for good and embarrass him. Today, he took the WrestleMania spirit and offered Adam Pearce the opportunity to get Gunter in the ring. Gunter handpicked his opponent. And it's the power of Tozawa! And they have a match, which, again, do not count out Tozawa.
Yes, the power of Tozawa.
I mix on him, them using... on them using him as a comedy character. Because like, yeah, because then they need in comedy. Because sometimes you need a comedy character.
Yes, I mean, look at R-Truth's whole. Well, I guess not whole career, but the
his whole shtick now.
Yeah, the shtick now. I mean, arguably the best parts of his career are the comedy.
There, I think there was other like before that he was very he was a serious wrestler and he was like, I'm not a joke.
Yeah,
guy.
Like I know, like initially him with the Miz, like
oh, they got the original
that was. There was one
awesome
thing.
Truth.
That, yeah, there was one thing where they got let out in handcuffs by
it was,
the police or whatever.
It was because that was when Triple H was running the show. Like, for some like, it was completely storyline written. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a steel cage. No, it was a hell. It was something. They were
I think it was a steel. I don't think it
no,
was.
No, it wasn't a steel. I don't think it was a steel cage. It might have been a Hell in a Cell or something. There was a cage.
Yeah, yes.
And they snuck in. And, like, the gate was down. And, like, we can't get the gate down. And the thing's locked. It was definitely a Hell in a Cell thing.
Yeah.
So, they got let out. And then Triple H said, you're fired.
Yeah.
All that.
Uh-huh.
But that was top. That was, like, good for them.
But anyway.
As I was going on, Chizawa's putting on a good match. Like,
he is, yeah.
His last couple matches, he had a great one. Who was the other one he just... He was doing, like, very, very good. And I'm like, go, Tozawa.
Them and the Creeds Alpha Academy?
No. Because it was a single match. It was Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, that's
right.
He
had that awesome match against Carmelo Hayes on SmackDown. And I was like, okay. You go. And again, like, he was going off. He was putting on, like...
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually, it's Gunter. He gets the upper hand and just...
Yeah, the boo.
Beats him like, haha, I win. He puts him in a sleeper hold to win the match. And then after that, he's like, they call the match. He puts him back into a sleeper. But then Otis gets in the ring. Gunter hits Otis, but... Otis absorbs it. He's like, oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Gunter backs off, and Otis checks on Tozawa. Blah, blah, blah. So Gunter attacks him from behind with a sleeper hold. Jey Uso comes out to a huge... comes out, but then Gunter, you know, runs away. Because you don't want to mess with main event Jey Uso. They talk about Michael Cole being on Impulsive. They talked about, They talked about the WrestleMania thing, about how Pat McAfee was wearing shorts at WrestleMania, and Michael Cole went off on him. Did you not hear about that?
Which Mania was this?
I forget which one. It was like a white Pat McAfee was wearing like a white jacket and shorts, like they were like dress shorts.
Uh-huh.
But he was wearing shorts, and apparently Michael Cole was like, "What are you doing? Like, this is WrestleMania. Why are you dressed like that? Why are you just blah 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 blah?" And Pat McAfee almost left. Like, he was about to, like, why are you talking to me like this? Like, I'll leave then, if you don't want me just...
Was
like
that the clip they showed, or did you watch
that? I don't think... No, that was on TikTok or something like
oh,
that.
Oh.
Just that clip. Here we go. But that happened. So, they do some other stuff. We get to the next match, which is the Intercontinental Championship, Dakota Kai versus Lyra Valkyria. They have a good match with Lyra picking the win and defending her titles, but her celebration is short-lived, with Ivy Nile attacking her afterwards and holding up the title, so maybe we'll get that at WrestleMania. I think it's going to happen. There's no...
That over her and her... Versus Maxine?
I don't think her and Maxine's going to be at WrestleMania right now. Ivy Niles made it clear that she's going for that title.
Okay.
And this just kind of confirms it more. Maybe they make it a triple threat. Who knows? But I think it's going to be Ivy Nile versus Lyra Valkyria. Okay. Maybe down the line we get them at like SummerSlam and Maxine wins the title.
I don't hate that.
I think there's more story to build off of that. All this other stuff happens. They talk about Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And then he goes into a backstage interview with Sami Zayn. Talking about this match. He says, I went to Kevin. Zane says he went to Kevin Owens' house and saw his mother. She was in good spirits. Zane went home and was ashamed of himself. Zane couldn't recognize himself after going to Owens' house with bad intentions. As much as he didn't recognize himself, he doesn't recognize Owens. They've gone down this road before, but now he's unsure what he's capable of. He doesn't know what Owens is capable of. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, this is going to be our match. Like, this is going to be a scary match. Like, it's going to be a good match.
Ooh,
I cannot wait for this one tonight. I cannot wait for this one. I am going to be on the edge of my seat. Like, unsanctioned, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
There is a ref, because he has to, like, say, match is over. Whatever. Dirty Dom is walking backstage with Finn and Carlito. He'll face Braun Breaker, who is walking next. Okay, whatever. We get a couple videos about just upcoming stuff. And we have a non-title match, which is Dom versus Braun Breaker. Mysterio hits Breaker with a suicide dive. Blah, 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 blah. Mysterio knocks him with the canvas. Breaker immediately scales over for a Frankensteiner. Breaker pulls the straps down and sets up for a spear. Ends by DQ. Breaker's about to win, but Finn Balor and Carlito. He started to beat the crap out of him. Balor, Carlito, and Mysterio triple team. Breaker in the ring. Carlito holds Breaker up as Mysterio strikes him. Blah, blah, blah. Mysterio charges, but Breaker manages to hit him with a back body drop over the top rope. Breaker hits the ropes and hits Carlito with a spear. Breaker immediately turns and stops Balor in his tracks as he tries to get into the ring with a chair. Balor cautiously backs up and stares at Breaker for Brinkside. So they try to triple team him, and Breaker goes, no.
Yeah.
No. Beats them all up. Bye-bye. Whew. And this is they were surprised AJ Styles didn't get involved. I'm like, I'm not surprised. Because it feels like they're setting up Breaker versus Styles. But we'll see. They said, and they talk about SmackDown, The Rock announced that WrestleMania is going to be in New Orleans next year. And all that crap that happened with Cody Rhodes. I think they're all settled on, like, I want your soul. And people are like, what does that mean?
Overanalyzing that part,
like,
I think.
It's like, what do you mean, I want your soul? It's like, I want your soul.
Did you see the clips where they had, like, the match, they made that match in 2K25? Mm-mm. And, in the women's, whatever they call it, the storyline, I forget what it's called. I know what you're
talking about, whatever.
They have something where you, like, go, where you get this power or whatever as like a pay... I forget what move it is.
Oh, I saw it. Where you suck the soul
out of someone.
I saw it.
And then
they had The Rock and Cody Rhodes, and The Rock just goes...
Yeah.
I'm taking your soul.
I thought that was pretty funny.
The Creed brothers are celebrating with Ivy Nile backstage. Kelly asks if Nile is trying to get back in the title picture. She says she is. The Creed brothers are also going to the World Tag Titles. Blah, blah, blah. They're just... We're going after gold.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the gold. Everybody wants the gold. Cody Rhodes addresses The Rock's offer. Here we go. One of the better events of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling. Cody Rhodes comes out. He's like, so Cincinnati, I'm pretty sure I know what we're supposed to talk about. Yeah. What does it mean to ask for one man's soul? Rhodes asks. He knows that abstract phrasing, blah, blah, blah. Final boss. The Rock has made him. It is good guy 101 for him not to lie to the crowd. Rhodes has never lied to them and won't start now. He wants them to know as he heads towards another main event at WrestleMania that he is incredibly blessed. He is not a team of one. The decision he has to make, blah, 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 blah. He has Brandy, Liberty, Little Brody. He talked about Little Brody.
Is that...
Brody Lee?
Oh, yeah.
Like, Brody Lee Jr.?
Yeah.
The Nightmare Factory and his students, his two nephews breaking into the family, his mother, and all this stuff. Rhodes does not want to make his own future. Everyone knows that he'll scratch a call to get it, but The Rock is offering him not have to do that. It's like, oh man, The Rock's giving me something nice. And then he is interrupted by Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Seth Rollins heads to the ring. Rollins says this is the first time he's been in the ring with Rhodes in nearly a year because, it has been a while. They have not been in the same ring for a while. Because remember, right after WrestleMania 40, he got surgery.
Yeah, and then he was out for a bit.
He was out for a bit. He's like, remember, his back was messed up. His knee was like nothing. He basically had one good knee.
Yeah.
His other knee was like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Rollins would love for his moment to be... For this moment to be a show of celebration, blah, blah, blah. He loved to look to Rhodes in the eye and tell him how proud he is. He loved to tell him he can't wait to face him in the main event at WrestleMania once he was in the Elimination Chamber, but that's not why he's here. I'm here to ask Rhodes what the heck is going. He's thinking after the offer from Friday. Nearly a year ago, they stood side by side, ready to go to battle against the Bloodline, against Roman Reigns and The Rock. Now that The Rock is back, asking Rhodes to be his champion, sell his soul. The fact that Rhodes didn't slap him in the face on the spot is a slap in Rollins' face. He's like, Rollins warned Rhodes not to make him regret everything he sacrificed to help him win the champion. He's like, what are you thinking, man? What is he going to get? A bit in the Brock's movies? Is the WWE Championship a burden to him? He's going to like, look what I sacrificed for you. Against Roman and The Rock. And now you're going to sell your soul to him? Like, that's a slap in the face to me of what I...
Yeah.
Rhodes says he wishes the conversation was going differently. He'd love to shower gratitude at Rollins, but you're sounding judgmental. It's like... The Rock came to SmackDown to ask for his soul because Rollins' soul was compromised. Rollins shook Rhodes' hand and... He's like, you shook my hand before going to surgery before hitting me in the back with a sledgehammer. You hit Roman Reigns in the back and broke up the shield before styling up with the authority running guys like him out of WWE. Rhodes also knows that Rollins was his shield at WrestleMania 40. With one leg and a scrambled back, Rollins helped him achieve blah, blah, blah. You were my MVP of WrestleMania 40. The crowd starts chanting, MVP, MVP. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the Hurt Business?
Yeah. Syndicate now.
The Hurt Syndicate. Right. Rollins says he's not out here to judge Rhodes. Maybe in some way he's out here to protect Rhodes from making the mistakes I made years ago. Those mistakes stay with you. I've been filled with hate. Sometimes it's pointed in the right direction, like at guys like Roman and Punk. I don't want to hate you. You're a grown man, and you can. But listen, you're a grown man. You can do what you want. I'm going to the Elimination Chamber. I'm going to win. The man he wants to face at WrestleMania isn't a soulless Cody Rhodes. He wants to face Cody Rhodes, who beat him at WrestleMania 38, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, listen, man, I don't want to face that Cody Rhodes. If I win, I want that Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
And I'm not coming for your soul. I'm coming for that title. Like, good segment.
Absolutely.
Another person, like, saying, that's a person saying, like, Cody, what are you doing? What are you thinking? What are you thinking, man? I wouldn't. We have some other stuff talking about what's happening next week. All this other stuff. Jey Uso checks on Akira Tozawa. That's pretty much it. Oh, he leaves and he's talking about 8 Town Down Under. They mock Uso, say he's on Gunther's level, and then Uso just super kicks him. He's like, yeah. Shut up. Then we get to the main event of the night. The Women's Tag Team Championship, which is the Judgment Day versus the champions Naomi and Bianca Belair. And your
new
Women's Tag Team Champions, we have Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. Was it a clean win? Or was it kind of like Dom got involved?
Dom got involved, yes.
But it wasn't one of those...
This was a Judgment Day win.
But it wasn't like Naomi and Bianca were like, what are you doing? It wasn't them. Wasn't any cracks in them. It was just Judgment Day.
Cheating. Yes, this was a Judgment Day win. This was Judgment Day going. What am I trying to say here? Not getting back to their old ways necessarily, but like this was a good night for the Judgment Day more than it was, cracks between Naomi and Bianca. Yeah,
but. They won the match.
Yep.
Apparently, people said this was a really good match.
Yeah, it was. From what I saw, absolutely.
So, I might have to go back and rewatch it. But, congratulations to them. Now.
Now.
What does this mean for the Elimination Chamber? Because I was like, live, and now she has the tag title. I was like, ooh. They're not ready. I don't think he likes to do double champions as much. I don't want to see a double champion. Because if Liv wins, it's like, are they really going to make her be a double champion? I don't think they're ready for Liv to be a double champion. It just doesn't...
Or is it just them not caring about the women's tag titles and saying, hey, yeah.
No, because if they do that, they are going to make sure you know she's a double champion.
Yeah.
We'll have more to discuss that when we get to the predictions.
Yes, yes.
But all in all, it looks like it was a good Raw. I'm not able to watch these anymore. I'm working nights now. But, I'm really excited for Elimination Chamber coming up.
Oh, tonight. Absolutely.
They're setting this up very well.
Mm-hmm.
But I have nothing else to add for Raw. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
But let's quickly cover NXT.
Okay, yeah.
Just a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
We did see the Hardy Boys there.
Oh, yes.
They had a good match against... No, not Fraxium.
It was...
Who was it they faced against?
Who's Charlie Dempsey with?
No Quarter Catcher.
Yes, yeah. They had a good match against them.
I'm guessing the Hardys won.
Yes.
But then Fraxium comes out.
No, yeah. No, they were out there, I think, during the match.
Yeah, but Fraxium comes in. Yeah, they come out. They have a little back and forth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Santino Marella.
Yes.
What's his title over at TNA?
The Director of Authority.
The Director of Authority.
Something, yeah.
It's like... That's how you go, all right, so at DNA, whatever, or next week, or he says whatever, it will be Traction and the Hard Boys for the DNA tag titles.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so at some point we're getting the Hardy Boys versus Fraxium for the TNA tag titles?
It's at, I saw a post this morning, it's Roadblock, so it's...
When is NXT Roadblock?
11th. So it's a special NXT.
That's next week.
Right? Yes. No, 2 weeks.
Next NXT. Week. Because not this coming Tuesday, but the next Tuesday.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hoo boy. That's going to be a good one. And the only other thing that I can remember that's worthwhile talking, Stephanie Vaquer and Julia are in the ring. They're like, yep. Oh, I'm the better champion. Oh, I'm the better champion. They're like, all right, let's figure it out. Winner takes all.
I know, you just talked about double champions.
And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a little early to do that. I thought maybe you wait till after Stand and Deliver. Maybe you try that. But did they say when that's going to be? Is that going to be at Roblox?
I think, yeah, that's once for the...
Wow, they're doing that already?
Yeah.
They're literally just... I think that's going to be a DQ match.
We'll see. Definitely, that's something I'm very excited for. Because, yeah. I mean, that's the match that we've been waiting for ever since
they... Everyone's ever waiting since they both joined.
Yes.
Ooh, wait a minute, though. There's another person who can get involved very easily. She just joined very recently. She left TNA.
There's a possibility,
I think they can fit Jordynne Grace in there. She's already like, I'm coming after y'all. Jordynne Grace gets involved.
I definitely see that happening. Absolutely.
She'll want to be in there. Or she, who knows? But that, I think that's the only things worth a lot of talking about from NXT. Is there any other big things that happened? Where were they this week? Because it definitely wasn't in.
I know they've been traveling around.
Yeah, they've been traveling around a lot more often. But this week they were. Hold on. There it is. Come on. Come on. Load it up for me. Oh, they were in Cincinnati.
Mm.
Yeah, that happened. Oh, yeah. Moose was there.
That's right, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, Ricky Saints had his first match.
Yes.
It was him and Javon Evans versus Wesley and Ethan Page. No surprise there. But, cool. That's about it. That's Raw and NXT. You got anything else you want to add?
That's all I got.
That is Raw and NXT.
Let's move on to Dynamite now. We're in Oceanside, California tonight. We have Copeland arriving in the back of an ambulance. He gets out and says, "Death Riders, I just want to show you your ride tonight." So he's coming for him. We'll see what happens throughout the night. Then we get a video of MJF getting one of his tattoos removed.
The AEW tattoo removed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he's getting removed.
The only three letters I believe in now are MJF. Yes.
That's pretty much
it. Wait, where was the tattoo?
I think it was on his leg.
It was somewhere back there.
I know, yeah. From what the video showed, yeah, it was somewhere. I think it was his leg. Anyway, opening match of the night, we get Hangman Adam Page taking on Aaron Solo with not that long of a match. Then Page grabs a mic after he wins, of course. And says there's three things he hates, and one of them is when MJF spits in his face. And so he's going to sit in the ring until someone finds up MJF, and they drag him into this ring. Then MJF walks onto the ramp with a bloody towel. I don't know from what. Then Hangman MJF says, "You want to fight me out of all these people? Are you nuts? Look at you, you're heartless, dude. I'm not fighting you right now. I don't even have a prayer. I know if I have a prayer on March, I have a revolution on pay-per-view. I'm going to leave and go get ready for this match. But silly me, I totally forgot why I came out here. I'm worried about you, friend. I guess now it's time where we find out who is actually real." Going back to backstage, last week, excuse me. Then Christopher Daniels comes out, battered and bloodied. That's what the towel was about. And then Hangman grabs a page. Grabs a steel chair, excuse me. That's, oof. And yells, "Where'd he go?" And then runs around.
Runs around and finds him.
We get the Don Callis family having their skybox for the night. We'll see what happens there. Then we get Chris Jericho backstage with Renee Paquette. And he says, "I think you want to apologize to me for the way you treated me last week, right?" And Renee asks about how the match came together between Will Ospreay and Brian Keith happening later tonight. And then Don Callis revealed in Jericho's locker room with Mark Davis talking. Then Jericho says, "I chose to help Brian Keith. He has to be a champion in AEW and beat Will Ospreay tonight." And then Callis like, "That's all I need to hear." And so Don Callis still feuding with Ospreay. That's still very much alive.
Yep.
Then we get that bounty match. Brian Keith, the bounty hunter, taking on Will Ospreay. With what I'm assuming was a phenomenal match, of course, Ospreay there. We get a couple shots to Don Callis and Kyle Fletcher in their skybox. But then Ospreay hits his Styles Clash and the Hidden Blade and gets the win there. But then Ospreay, he wants Don Callis. He goes up to the skybox, but then Fletcher charges down, and then they brawl until security has to separate them. I think from what I saw, right, they got into the crowd as well and just brawled all over. Anyway, Mercedes Moné is backstage and has words for Momo Watanabe, who I think officially challenged her at Revolution. So they're having the interview, and then Momo, out of nowhere, comes in with a baseball bat, swings at Mercedes, and then Mercedes ran away. And the mobile says she's coming for the belt at Revolution. So, just a little more build-up backstage. Then we get the Murder Machines taking on the Outrunners. With the match going on. Was it one of the Murder Machines had up for like a powerbomb or something? Then the Hurt Syndicate music begins to play. And they come out, causing a distraction, and Turbo Floyd to get the win for the Outrunners in an upset victory. And you see the Hurt Syndicate there laughing that they got the upper hand on the Murder Machines. We'll see where that goes. We could possibly see a triple threat. I don't know. Maybe a match in the future. Anyway, Swerve Strucker comes out with Prince Nana. Swerve talks about how he's at one of the revolutions 3 years ago. He came up and talks about wrapping up Black History Month, and he said he made Black History when I became AEW World Champion. 99, I showcase it to the world, all the way up to All In. He says, no one-hit wonder, blah, 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 and says, Ricochet is walking around with something that doesn't belong to him, referring to the mogul embassy robe that he has on. And he says, Ricochet, you say that you and I are done and you're going to bigger, better things. No, we're done when I say we're done. Then Ricochet comes out wearing the robe, saying, you had your chance. I won. You feel me. Winners don't chase losers. I will not be facing you again. The next time we see you, I have gold around my waist. Then Pritzana says, I had a talk with Tony Khan, and he agrees with you and I. He agrees with you and I, Swerve. These fans deserve a rematch, and all you have to do is accept it. You know what? He also said, whoever wins the match will be the number one contender to the AEW World title. And so, what do you say, Ricochet? Then Ricochet says, I'll give you credit where credit's due, Nana. That's really good. All you do is whoop Swerve's butt one more time, and my ticket's basically punched. I accept. And because we're going to do it at Revolution. Ricochet and Swerve one more time, baby. Then Prince Nana turns to Swerve. Says, I got to talk to you. You know what? I'm proud of you taking the steps. Blah, blah, blah. I want you to be good back to being who the fans say you are and who you say you are, the most dangerous man in AEW. But I took a lot of bullets for you. Hangman, Sting, Hurt Syndicate, Ricochet. To sing and walk on my robe, I need you to fix my legs and get my robe back, or I don't know if I could do this anymore. So, a lot more than just the title shot, it seems, on the line here. We get Renee catching up with Adam Page backstage saying, when I find you, I will not run over you. You will wish that I had. If I don't run you over, you'll wish that I had. And so he's still going after MJF. Then we get Trios match. Daniel Garcia and FTR taking on the Undisputed Kingdom. With what didn't seem like a long match, but Adam Cole pinning Garcia, who is the current TNT champion. And it was announced right after that Adam Cole will take on Garcia for that championship tonight on Collision. Then we get Cato Castagnoli backstage. He was looking for Cope. We saw at the beginning that there was going to be something tonight. But then Copeland finds him first, and they brawl. Wheeler Yuta comes out of nowhere, and they attack Copeland as Marina Shafir looks on. Then Cato gets a steel chair, and Wheeler hits another one in the ring for the concerto. He was just about to hit it, and then Jay White comes in, evens up the odds. Copeland gets a spear on Claudio, and then Marina comes in, gets a chokehold on Cope. But he breaks the grip. But Wheeler hits Marina Shafir with a knee strike. And then But Jay Wright hits Wheelie Yuta with a Blade Runner. Then Cope, he hits Claudio with a Concerto. Then Moxie comes out and pulls Yuta out of there. Coldplay was about to hit Marina Shafir, but then Willow Nightingale comes out and grabs a chair and hits a Concerto onto Marina Shafir. So we'll see what that holds in the future. We get Deonna Purrazzo and Harley Cameron in the next match of the night. We get Taya Valkyrie, who's with Deonna Purrazzo in, I think they call themselves the Vendetta. She's watching backstage with Harley Cameron picking up the win. So that's cool. And then the main event of the night, we get an International Championship Series match. We get Kinosuke Takeshita taking on Orange Cassidy in what is apparently the first one-on-one match between the two of them. Then, of course, as with any Don Callis family match, Don Callis is on the broadcast team, accompanied by Mark Davis. Don't know what happened there. And we get to what I'm assuming was a phenomenal match. Those two, just absolutely. But then Takeshita, he at the end, Orange Cassidy goes for the Orange Punch. Takeshita blocks it, hits the Raging Fire, and retains his championship. And at Revolution, it'll be Takeshita take on Kenny Omega in Los Angeles. That ends Collision. So we got
Collision?
Yeah, or Dynamite. Excuse me, Dynamite.
Who watches Collision?
So Takeshita Kenny Omega. That's one that we have for Revolution now.
We got a bunch of matches for Revolution right now. But yeah.
I think they said it was going to be Hangman Ricochet at Revolution.
I wouldn't be surprised. Ricochet.
Swerve Ricochet, sorry.
It'd be Hangman MJF.
Yes, Hangman MJF, yes.
That's Swerve and then Ricochet. Swerve when I draft.
Swerve. John Moxley taking on Adam Copeland. Yeah, so.
Edge.
Edge. So we'll talk about that next week, when we're closer to it. We'll see if they add any other matches. There's 8 matches, 7 on the main card, 1 on the pre-show.
Big booby.
Yes, yeah. We'll see him back in an AEW ring. We'll see where that goes.
I have nothing else to add for Dynamite.
Build up the Revolution.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing for them. But that's all of Dynamite. Now let's move on to SmackDown there in Toronto. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
they start off like showing everybody arriving, blah, blah, blah. Back in the arena, we see Cody Rhodes walking backstage. He is stopped by 2 men who tell him that he has his own locker room courtesy of the Final Boss.
The Final Boss.
And we start off with the opening segment. Live in the arena, Lillian Garcia introduces Trish Stratus. Of course, they're in Toronto. Mm-hmm. She comes out wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs hockey jersey in all blue. Oh, wow. She's really getting the crowd going. They're really like, we need to know what Toronto people like. They like Trish Stratus and the Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
That's it. She gets into the ring. People loving her. They say, thank you, Trish. She's like, it's the jersey, right? Yeah. She thanks Lillian Garcia for the introduction, and she asks, what year is it with Lillian introducing her? The Rock in the Mix and Trish Stratus wrestling tomorrow. It's like, what year is this?
I know. Yeah, that is crazy.
She mentions her hometown of Toronto. She hits a pop. She says she loves the generational impact that wrestling has. Trish, she also... She just points out to the little girl, blah, blah, blah. She says tomorrow it'll be her very first time that her kids will see her wrestle live. She points to her son and daughter who are at ringside of the crowd. She says it's her 25th anniversary, and to mix up with the talent, it's incredible for her. Blah, blah, blah. Tiffany Stratton comes out also wearing a Maple Leafs jersey, and she asks, what time is it?
It's Trishy time.
Yeah, they showed the back of it.
Yeah, I saw the Trishy time.
Yeah.
They take their jerseys off, kiss them, and throw them into the crowd, which, oh boy.
Yeah.
Tiffany tells that they are in sync and almost like they have been training and doing yoga together, and that is why they won tomorrow. Chelsea's music hits, and now she comes with Piper Niven to the lattice pop of the three. Chelsea tells them that it's a snooze fest. No one wants Dumb and Dumber hogging the airtime. Chelsea Green's so good. I mean, she's getting a chant. Chelsea. Yeah. Oh, wait, she's Canadian.
Yes.
I forgot she is Canadian.
It's really weird that we have a Canadian as the United States champion. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had Rusev, but I mean,
we also have a Japanese man as the United States.
That is also true. I forgot about that.
And the Intercontinental Championship is held by a Southern boy.
Yeah.
But she's from Victoria, British Columbia. Blah, blah, blah. All that happens. She says she says, much like Austin Matthews, she's the best thing to step into the Scotiabank Arena tonight. I don't know who Austin Matthews
is. He's a hockey player who played for the Maple Leafs.
Okay, I don't know anything about hockey, so.
That's fine.
Thank you. But unlike Matthews, she actually wins. She's not from Toronto. She's from... Where did I just... She's from Victoria, British Columbia. Yeah. So she's, yeah. Where is British Columbia? I don't know where it is. But, blah, blah, blah. They get in the ring and Chelsea tells Trish the moment she left this up, everything became better, blah, blah, blah. Loud boos. Tiffany says she is... from America, and she does not represent her. Chelsea tells her she didn't say she represents losers, and she doesn't need her mother to dress her. I don't get
it. Neither do I. I don't know.
Tiffany challenges her to a match tonight, and Chelsea tells her she has plans, blah, 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 and she can't make it. Trish says it's a great idea, and the fans think it's a great idea. And if Nick Aldis thinks it's a great idea, he's just in the referee out right now. Chelsea begins to yell at the microphone and says, Nicholas, don't you dare do it. Nicholas. Uh-huh. Hey, you remember Raw Tag Team Champion Nicholas?
Yes. Yes.
Raw Tag Team Champion
with Braun Strowman.
Right? Yes. Hey, Nicholas.
Yes.
It's like, why are you giving up the title? I was like, well, he's like 11. Mm. He has school.
Yeah,
he has school.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. Hey, guess what? We get Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus versus Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. They're having, I guess, it's an okay match. Okay, it's a preview for Tiffany and Trish tomorrow.
Yeah. Who are they taking on again?
I think is it Nia and... It's got to be Nia and Candice LeRae.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Because blah, blah, blah. Tiffany throws Chelsea back into the ring, but out come Nia and Candice to attack Trish from behind. Nia drags Tiffany to the outside and throws her into the announce table. The referee calls for the bell, and the fans boo. Whiffany. Winner, Tiffany Stratton. I combined the two.
Yeah.
Nia and Candice throw Trish into the ring, but Tiffany takes Candice down. Nia grabs Tiffany and hits her with a forearm. Trish gets back up and sneaks Candice away, blah, blah, blah. Tiffany goes down for the prettiest moonsault ever, but Nia drags Candice to the outside, and they head to the back. Cool. Tiffany and Trish stand tall in the ring. That's all that matters. We get Solo, Sokoa, Jacob Fatu, and Tama Tonga backstage. We cut to them to the back. Jacob tells Solo what happened last week was an accident, and Solo tells him he is sure it was. They talk about Solo's United States Championship qualifying match. Solo tells them that this family needs to make a statement, and that's why he wants Jacob to run the play tonight. He wants Jacob to bring home the United States Champion to the family. Solo tells him that everything he's doing, blah, 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 blah. We go to commercial break. We open back. We see platters of sushi and different kinds of food on the table with two men telling Cody to enjoy and they walk away. More perks from the final boss.
The final boss.
But we see R-Truth sitting on the couch. He asks Cody how he got all of this. Like, oh my gosh, Truth.
Yes.
Cody tells him he has to consider selling his soul to the Rock. Oh no. R-Truth tells him that the Rock is the soul man and he used to watch his tag team with Tony Atlas. Asks Cody if he's going to keep all that food to himself and be shellfish.
Oh my.
Cody laughs and tells him to help himself. Like, you can't take anything soon.
Yeah.
Like, gosh. Alright, we have a qualifying match. We have Andrade versus Jacob Fatu with, I believe, Jacob Fatu picking up the win. Cool. I want to see Jacob Fatu with the championship so bad.
That'd be awesome.
We see a clip of Nick Aldis with the Street Profits and Legado del Fantasma from earlier the day. Santos Escobar welcomes the Street Profits back and he asks for an apology because they were accused of taking them out months ago. Nick Aldis tells Escobar to think about his match against LA Knight tonight, and he makes the match for the Street Profits against Los Garza. And that goes into it. As the Street Profits are making their way down to the ring, DIY attack them from behind. But, again, this website, it says Frobhind.
Oh, huh.
Frobhind.
Yeah.
Frobhind. From behind. Los Garza attacks DIY and throws him into the ring. All three teams begin to fight, and that one's pretty deadly. And WWE officials, Machine Machine Guns comes out, and they all begin. Everyone's fighting. This could be this could be a ladder match. But would they do a Fatal 5-Way ladder match? Maybe. Drew McIntyre and Cody Rhodes. We got to the back and Drew McIntyre is with Cody Rhodes backstage. He tells Cody that he remembers a decade ago they were so low on the card and now look where we are. He tells Cody that it said a lot when Cody didn't give The Rock an answer last week right away. But The Rock will be surprised when he realizes that Cody sold his soul a long time ago. It's like, I don't think he did that. Commercial break. From back, a TKO Western Australia video package airs and announced that WWE will return to Perth this year. For what? We don't know. They'll be back.
5 a.m. Wake up.
They have the Men's Elimination Chamber segment. A video package of John Cena airs, and we hear Drew's voice saying he's saying to cut it off. The camera cuts to Drew, who is walking backstage. I think it literally just gets to everybody's out there talking about, I'm going to win. No, I'm going to win. No, I'm going to win. No, I'm going to win. I think that's literally all it is. It's like everyone going back and forth. Blah, blah, blah. Eventually, CM Punk comes out and he talks crap about, you know, John Cena not being there. Everyone's like, yeah, John Cena's not here, blah, blah, blah. Rollins tells Punk that he will not meet him at WrestleMania, not over his dead body. Seth says, sell himself, it's not Punk. Drew tells Seth, blah, blah, blah. They all go back and forth, and eventually, John Cena's music hits. Everybody goes crazy, because it's John Cena, yeah, and out comes Logan Paul.
Oh, man.
He got everybody.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Logan says that Cena does not care about Canada. They can't see Cena, but Cena can see them, blah, blah, blah. He asks who the guy in res is. It's Seth Rollins, the peacock of WWE. The guy who wears curtains to work. He's a great wrestler, but dresses bad, blah, blah, blah. He tells Priest that he barely knows anything about him. Irrelevancy, he can't relate. Blah, blah, blah. He just starts to talk crap about everybody. It was just a big segment, everybody talking crap about each other. Saying, yeah. I'm going to win the chamber. We get another qualifying match, which is LA Knight versus Santos Escobar, with LA Knight picking up the win. So another qualifying match. We'll see who goes forward. We have a little commercial break. And then we come back with Sami Zayn music hits, and he comes to the ring. He begins by saying that they have been through a lot together, would be an understatement. He says, feels like, oh, it's blah, blah, blah. He's basically saying, like, after tomorrow, it's, well, there's nothing to talk about anymore. Then we hear Kevin's voice and the camera cuts to Kevin Owens at the Rogers Center. He says he wanted to take it all in. They had lots of fights in Toronto, but never in a place like this. He says this entire time, Zayn is trying to convince people that Owens is the bad guy, and some people believe him. But everything that will happen to Zayn, he deserves. But after tomorrow night, after he ended Zayn's career and he's stuck in a wheelchair, he needs Zayn to know what he will not help Zayn's family. He's going to watch him suffer because he's like, jeez. And Zayn tells Owen, so then he knows it's not the tough guy, blah, 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 blah. Just more like, hey, like, this is not, no.
Yeah.
Like, they are going to probably try to kill each other in that ring. We'll see. We cut to backstage with Carmelo Jesus with The Miz. They talk about Carmelo's match tonight, and The Miz tells them that they are, I hate this, Oss him.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I hate, oh, no. Yeah, I hate it. Oh, Oss I hate it already.
Him. Miz tells Carmelo to do the same, to do the thing he showed him tonight, but Carmelo says that he won't and walks away. In comes Cody, and Miz asks Cody what he is going to do. He tells Cody that he lives in Hollywood and The Rock runs it. He tells the WWE Universe does not get it. They see Cody at the top, but they know there's so much more. He tells Cody the only way to get to that is to take The Rock offer. If he doesn't, maybe someone else will. I guess we go straight into a match. It's Strowman versus Carmelo Hayes. Do they have a good match with? Oh, Carmel! I know what happened. Carmelo Hayes pulled a Eddie Guerrero.
That's right. I did see a clip.
He takes the chair, hits the ground, falls. And he throws it to Strowman. And it's like,
I did see Carmelo's post after the fact.
So that happens. We cut to the back and we see Naomi, Bianca, and Belair and Bayley. They talk about their Elimination Chamber match tomorrow night. We cut to Roxanne and her music plays. Out she comes, but her music is cut out by Liv Morgan Recovery, I guess. Oh, by the way, those six people, they're in a six-woman tag team match, which heels versus face, kind of easy to figure that one out.
Yeah.
With the heels picking up the win, good for them. Blah, blah, blah. Perez stands in the ring, but Alexa Bliss somehow gets in the ring and hits her with the Sister Abigail. This says the Abigail DDT. Like, no one calls it that. It's the Sister Abigail. Unless, because she does something a little different. Byron Saxton is with Charlotte Flair. He asks her about Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus. Flair tells him she thinks that Tiffany and Trish are cute, but once the smoke clears, Tiffany has a bigger problem to deal with at WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah. A video package of Shinsuke airs. He speaks on how we defeat whoever wins tonight, and we cut to Solo and, oh, so that's what it goes into. It goes into a triple threat match between Jacob Fatu, Carmelo, and LA Knight, with LA Knight picking up the win. I want it to be Jacob Fatu. I can see why they're doing LA Knight, but now I'm starting to get to the point, it's like, okay, he doesn't need every single championship opportunity.
Yeah, well, they're letting this, the bloodline thing, go on for a little more, and he will have a championship.
So that
but
that happens. We cut to the back, and Cody Rhodes is with CM Punk. Ooh, this one's interesting. So he's talked to Seth, he's talked to Drew, did he talk to Damian?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. He talked to Miz.
Yeah.
And now he's talking to Punk. This will be interesting. We got to the... He tells Cody Rhodes that that The Rock wants his soul, but Cody has everything. What could The Rock want from him? Punk tells Cody that Young Punk would have taken that offer. Calm down, phone. Calm down. Gotta scroll back down. He tells him, yeah, he does tell him, like, oh, yeah, young me, I would have taken that in a heartbeat. And he would like to see Cody take that offer. And I would love to see you take that offer. I want to see you take it, shine it up real nice, turn it sideways, and shove it up his part-time Hollywood candy butt. And say, oh! Punk tells him that Cody got to where he is because of his hard work. He tells him he'll win the league, but like, hey, you make your own decision. I'm going to go win the Elimination Chamber so I can see you at Mania. We go to commercial break. Back from commercial, Michael Cole is in the ring, and Cody Rhodes comes out. Cole tells him that the Elimination Chamber is tomorrow, and he'll have to make a decision. He asks Cody if he will sell it to The Rock or not. He says to Cody that he knows he would not take the offer. He main evented 2 WrestleManias, finished his story, and now represents everyone. He is living up to his father's legacy. As Cole is speaking, he says he's getting a message, and we see a truck drive onto the stage with Cody's American Nightmare logo on it. On the big screen is a black SUV and The Rock steps out of it. The Rock tells Cody that the Rock is coming. He is ready to board, and tomorrow Cody will make the decision of a lifetime. The Rock knows it. They have been texting and talking all week. He knows that Cody is going to do the right thing. He tells him to enjoy his gift. He tells Cody, he says Cody loves to drive on the open road, the dangerous road, the beautiful road, and on the dusty roads. Speaking of Dusty, God bless his soul. The Rock has been talking to him all week, and Dusty told him that Cody has been talking to him all day. And he knows that Cody will make the right decision. The Rock tells him that Cody will hug him tomorrow and give him his soul. Every opportunity he ever thought of will come true. All of his dreams will come true with one decision. The Rock tells him that he had a gift for him, and he shows him a weight belt with the words, Cody's soul, and the date, June 11th, 2015. Do you know what's significant about that date? That's the date Dusty passed away. Oh. The Rock tells him he loves him, and he boards the plane as SmackDown goes off air. Say, get a little more insight of what, he's like, I want your soul. What does that mean? I still don't know. But we'll find out tomorrow what Cody says.
Yeah.
And so we can talk about it now, because like, we don't have to talk about the predictions. I think he says yes, so he can get heel Cody. I want heel Cody.
I agree. I just don't.
This is it.
I just don't know if this would be the best way. I've seen clips of him doing great heel work, not under this like authority, whatever kind of thing.
I still think he could do it. I think he could do it. Heel Cody.
I agree.
I think he says yes. I think he's going to sell his soul to The Rock. I think he doesn't.
I don't think it's going to be the authority style.
It's going to be something different. It's not going to be your typical authority thing. I think it's going to be something completely different. I think you're looking too much into like the authority stuff.
Well, I'm just thinking because it's The Rock is involved. He literally in that promo, he talks specifically about how he's the head of the board. He's friends with Triple H.
Yeah, Nick but Khan, like, I think you're whoever looking, the. I don't think it's going to be like that though. I don't think it's going to be like the Triple H authority that they had back then, and they just throw him into every single match possible because Seth Rollins wasn't a champion yet. Now Cody Rhodes is a champion. I think they're going to do something a little different. It's not going to be the same. If he joins them, it's going to be something different. Because also, this is completely different writers and Vince isn't ahead of creative. It's Triple H.
I agree.
Triple H wasn't really, back then they had like no say in creative. Unless you were like John Cena or The Undertaker.
Yes.
If you were like the top stars. But that's just my 2 cents.
Okay.
But like you said, he could also easily say no. I don't think he says no. I think he says yes. Because
I don't know. It's just I feel like it's something for after Mania.
It should have been, but we'll see what's going on go for, because right now it's let's see. Rollins is like kind of like a face ish. John Cena is definitely a face. Mm-hmm. Punk is a face. Priest is a face.
Yeah.
Paul's a heel and Drew's a heel. Which is weird. You have four faces and only two heels. Well, yeah, Punk's definitely a face, but he's like, I do what I want type of face.
Yeah, no, yeah.
People don't hate. Mm-hmm. Rollins is teetering that edge right now. But.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's all I have for SmackDown. You have anything else you want to add?
No.
All right, that is all of SmackDown. Now let's do our Elimination Chamber predictions. I'm going to go in the order that I think the matches are going to be. Which is most likely this is what's going to be. Mm-hmm. I think it's obviously going to start with the Women's Elimination Chamber match.
That's for these matches.
It's obviously going to be them, because I think the men's have a lot more to come out of this.
Oh, absolutely.
So yes. For the Women's Elimination Chamber match, we have Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Naomi, and Roxanne Perez. So I can already see it could be anybody. Because that's what it is. Because all of them I can see going for the title. But it's Rhea Ripley. Yeah, we had the thoughts of, oh, it's Liv Morgan the entire way going before. But now she's a tag team champion. Mm-hmm. Do they do the double champ thing? Or does Liv and Raquel lose the title? The tag title soon? Who knows?
Yeah.
Because with this, I think Alexa Bliss, that's too early to give her a title match. She just came back. I think it's just, you're going to be the Elimination Chamber. And like we said with Bianca and Naomi, they have their own storyline to deal with, like the cargo stuff. Maybe this is where it gets revealed.
Yes. I mean, it's the first match of the night, so I don't
think... I think they do early on. It's like, what? Naomi's the one who attacked?
It would be very interesting to see if they did it during the match, how they did it. Because that's too big of a moment to reveal on the pre-show, for one thing.
Way too.
And it's another thing to, like, it's going to be something that only the people watching at home hear, unless they have the pods mic'd or something, and they somehow mic it up and reveal that it was Naomi to the crowd, because that's going to get the real pop with that kind of thing.
It's going to, but I don't know how they're going to do it. They could do it here, but they just have that storyline going for them. That's all I'm going to say.
They
have that storyline going for them, so I don't think it's going to happen. So that leaves Bayley, Roxanne Perez, and Liv Morgan. I'm starting to think less that we're going to see Bayley and Roxanne Perez.
I think they had a little feud in NXT.
Because Roxanne Perez isn't technically on the main roster yet.
No, I don't think we've really seen anything in NXT.
No.
Since What matches? There was like a fatal four-way.
Yeah, and you know the one that just happened two weeks ago at Vengeance Day?
Yeah, it was that one.
That one happened.
But there hasn't been anything since then, so I don't think we're necessarily...
Probably not. Let's see. Bayley won the Rumble last year. Liv Morgan has had the title. Do they want to run Liv Morgan back? Bayley would be interesting to see go up against Rhea.
Yeah, that's one... That...
I think it's between Liv and Bayley for me.
I agree.
But who do I want to see? Who do I think? I know I want to see Bayley. I want to see Bayley, but who will they actually book as the winner? I could see them doing Liv Morgan as the winner. That's what I'm seeing. That's how I think it's going. That's just how I think storylines are going right now. I could see Liv Morgan because they want all the gold. So Liv Morgan is my choice for this.
I'm going to say Bayley. I don't think they're
ready. It could easily be Bayley, yes. Too. They're my one and two, but I think they're going to do Liv Morgan.
For the sake of differing here, I'll say Bayley.
Right. So the next match I think is going to be Tiffany Stratton, the tag team match.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be Tiffany and Trish winning. I think
Charlotte get involved?
Yes, 100%. I think Charlotte gets involved. She attacks Tiffany afterwards.
Probably. Okay. My feeling was like something happens during the match.
No, I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think they wait till after the match. During the match wouldn't really do well. Because you want Tiffany and Trish to win.
Over the crowd. Trish winning.
Also, to not make Tiffany look weak going into WrestleMania. I agree.
Okay.
Because if you have her lose, it's like, well, now it looks like she has less of a chance against Charlotte. Because you just lost to, I guess not Jax, but you just lost to Candice LeRae.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Trish and Tiffany winning with Charlotte attacking afterwards. But I think, do you also agree with
that? I agree with
now, that. Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens.
Oh, man.
Boy. This could steal the night easily.
Absolutely. We don't know what they have planned.
It's going to be... I think there's going to be some color.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of weapons involved. Yep. There's going to be some like stuff that's like, dude, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
But
there might be a big, big moment like with when Cody and powerbombed Kevin onto the ladder.
Alabama slammed.
Alabama slammed, or something like that.
There's going to be some big moments.
Absolutely.
But from what I think is going to happen, because this is what I think they're doing, Kevin Owens picks up the win. He goes to do another package pile driver to end the match, to like really put down Sami Zayn. Randy Orton returns to give the Kevin Owens Randy Orton WrestleMania match.
Okay.
They've been setting that up for like the longest time.
Yes.
The best way to set it up. Randy's been hurt for so long. Like, there's no other way they could set this up. Like, I would hate for them to be like, oh, by the way, you have a match against this guy. It's like, no, have Randy returned here, because it seems like what Kevin's doing a lot is not showing up to SmackDown and taking videos in his car. I'm like,
yeah, all that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You did this. Yeah. You were making me do this. It's like, Jesus Christ, Kevin, shut up. Because I was supposed to win the championship. It's like, Kevin's going to win, though, with Randy returning. But who do you think is going to win?
I definitely see Randy returning. That's
Randy's going to return.
A big, big possibility here.
Randy's returning tonight.
I'm gonna say Kevin winning.
I see Kevin winning this match.
That I can't get that out of my head.
I don't see Sami winning this match. But let's go into what's definitely gonna main event.
Oh, absolutely.
The men's elimination chamber. We got Seth Rollins, we got CM Punk, we got John Cena, Damian Priest, Drew McIntyre, and Poopy McPoopface. I mean Logan Paul. You know, I can already tell you Logan Paul is not winning this. He is not going to get
Kenny Rollins. I feel like they will do the thing they did at the Rumble where they they
he'll get there.
Hit.
He'll get like to the, like the final three.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's gonna get far. He's definitely not winning. I don't see Drew winning either.
I agree.
And I also don't see Damian winning. So it gets down to Seth, Punk, and John Cena.
For me, it's just down... I think it's John Cena all the way.
See, they've already announced... Well, there's rumors that the match is at WrestleMania, Rollins versus Punk versus Reigns. But I want to just see Rollins versus Reigns. And again, but if Punk wins, if anyone but Cena wins, we discuss who does Cena face at WrestleMania, if not Cody Rhodes for the championship. He doesn't have a lot of options.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see them just throw somebody at him for him to put him over again. You know what? I think we could see Cena winning this match, and maybe he goes on to win number 17.
With them just mentioning that fact, I think sometime in this run, he will win 17.
I think he wins 17. Because they keep mentioning, oh, am I going to get 17? Am I going to get 17? I think this is it.
With how big they're really, going back to how they're building this up, they got to have something big planned. They got to have, in the big thing that they're clearly showing, is 17.
I think that's going to happen. Boy. So we think. Who starts this chamber? I don't know who starts this. To protect Cena, I don't think he should.
Drew Punk?
Seth Punk?
Ooh, that I could also Seth be could, good as well.
I definitely think it'll be Seth starting.
Yeah, I could
Logan
see that.
Logan Paul will definitely not start. Maybe Seth Damian?
I don't hate that.
That would be the best idea to start the chamber, Seth and Damian.
Yeah.
Seth, because he's the Iron Horse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can, like, you saw, I don't know, you probably didn't see, it was, what was it? It was, what was this, 2018, so 7 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
They were doing a gauntlet match to see who would go in the chamber last. Mm-hmm. And it started off with Seth Rollins facing... Who did he face first? Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. Beat him, and then he beat John Cena. And this took like an hour.
Oh.
By the way, this was a 3-hour Raw.
Uh-huh.
It went straight into this match. This gauntlet match with 7 people took nearly 2 hours.
Man.
I'm not even joking. Hold on, let me look up that. I can find it. I just gotta go. Let me do the easier one, do the John Cena matches. Da-da-da-da-da. There we go. Because it was on a random, it was on a Raw in early 2018. Go away. There it is. The gauntlet match. Let's see. Seth Rollins. Okay, hold on. We gotta do math now. Hold on. 21 plus... 28. Forgive us, people. I'm doing math. 8 plus 17 plus 11 plus 11 plus 11. Let me just do some quick other math. That's probably another 2 minutes. Oh, an hour and a half. I was wrong. It was 98 minutes. But that's 98 minutes of match time.
Man.
Seth Rollins went 21-07 against Roman Reigns, 28-25 against Seth Rollins, against John Cena, and then he went another 8.5 against Elias. Yeah. So he went nearly an hour to start Raw. And people were like, people were applauding him, like, dude, Iron Horse, the Iron Man. But that happened. Cool. But now, so let's have predictions. I have Liv, Tiffany and Trish, KO, and John Cena. You basically have the same thing except for Bayley.
Yeah.
We, funny thing is, we could easily go 0-4 tonight, both of us.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think so, though, because I definitely think it's between Liv and Bayley. I don't see anyone else. But that is our Elimination Chamber predictions. You got anything else you want to add?
That's all I got. All
right, that is the podcast for today. We hope you enjoyed. Remember, we're everywhere podcasts are. Let us know if you like it, please, please. You want to take it away, buddy?
Yes, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Have a great day, and God bless.